Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Welcome to Gregory Stories. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show. That's right, we're kicking Monday off with a bang. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to do G Money Sports Report. So let's talk NFL football right here on Gregory's Story.
What's cracking, G Money?
What's up, DJ? How was your weekend? Working hard.
Nice and quiet.
Being busy.
Nice and quiet.
Okay. Oh, nice and quiet. Okay. Sounds
nice
good.
Nice and quiet.
All right. Well, I think I had an exceptional weekend this weekend with the football games. I think I did 12 out of 14 games. At least 12. So let's see what I did. So let's talk about Thursday's game first for game one in week 11. Who played Thursday night?
So Thursday night, the Baltimore Ravens beat the Cincinnati Bengals 34-20. You bet on Ravens and over, and it was Ravens and over.
All right, that's a win for G Money. So I'm one win up to start week 11. So let's go to game number 2 in week 11 on Sunday.
Game number two, Cleveland Browns beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 13-10. You bet on Browns and over, and it was Browns but under.
Ooh, it wasn't a high-scoring game. I'm surprised that Pittsburgh didn't score more points. I knew Cleveland would win the game, but I thought Pittsburgh was going to score more points. They seem to be playing really good these last couple of weeks. But all right, that's win 2 for G Money with 0 losses. So let's go to game number 3.
Game number three, Miami Dolphins beat the Las Vegas Raiders 20-13. You bet on Dolphins and over, and it was Dolphins but under.
Oh, yeah. The Raiders didn't score like I thought they would. And the Miami Dolphins were kind of light on the touchdown end, too. So it's all right, though. I won. That's a win for G-Money. So I'm three wins and no loss. Let's go to game number four.
Game number four, the Detroit Lions beat the Chicago Bears 31-26. You bet on Lions and over, and it was Lions and over.
Well, I'm surprised that the Bears scored that many points. I guess Detroit's defense kind of shut down a little bit, but their offense was on fire, so that's good. Well, that's a win for G-Money, so that's what, five wins and zero losses? Let's go to game number
six. Four. That was four wins, zero losses. Game number Game number five, the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Tennessee Titans 34-14. You bet on Jags and over, and it was Jaguars and over.
Whoa, the Jags came through for a win. Oh, no, the Jags are playing serious football these days. They're no longer the underdog in the games. So that's a win for G-Money. So that's five wins and zero losses. Let's go to game number six.
Game number six, the Green Bay Packers beat the L.A. Chargers 23-20. Close game. You bet on Chargers and over, and it was Packers and slightly under.
Wow. The Chargers got beat by the Packers? Man, I still don't know who the Packers quarterback is. But he must have did something because he beat the Chargers. They have an outstanding defense, and the Packers beat them on offense. Wow. Okay, well, that's a loss for G-Money. So I got five wins and one loss. Let's go to game number seven.
Game number seven, Houston Texans beat the Arizona Cardinals 21-16. You bet on Texans and over, and it was it was Texans and a little bit under.
Yeah.
It was another win for
G-Money. I was going to say, that's a win for G-Money. So that's six wins and one loss. Let's go to game number eight.
Game number eight. The Dallas Cowboys beat the Carolina Panthers 33-10. You bet on Cowboys and over, and it was Cowboys and over.
Yeah, that was the automatic. I should have told the audience if they bet on any game this weekend, bet on Dallas playing the Carolina Panthers because Dallas is playing really good, and the Carolina Panthers haven't won a game this season. So that was an automatic win, and G-Money won the game. So that's, what, seven wins and one loss. Let's go to game number nine.
Game number nine, the New York Giants beat the Washington Commanders 31-19. You bet on Giants and over, and it was Giants and over.
Wow. I can't believe it. The Commanders didn't show up like I thought they would. But I was glad I bet on the Giants because the Giants were playing good. So they deserved the win. All right. Well, that's win number nine and one loss. So let's go to game number 11.
That was eight wins and one loss. Game number 10.
Okay. Eight and one.
Game number 10, San Francisco 49ers beat Tampa Bay Buccaneers 27-14. You bet on 49ers and over, and it was 49ers and over.
Yeah, That was an automatic. I should have bet it. Send everybody to the sports book to bet on the 49ers because they were coming off of three losses and they had to get back on track. So that's another win for G-Money. So that's nine wins and one loss. Let's go to game number 11. This should be my 10th game win this week.
Game number 11, the Buffalo Bills beat the New York Jets 32-6. You bet on Bills and under, and it was Bills and under.
All right. That's a win for G-Money. And that's win number 10 in week 11. I'm 10 wins when one loss. Let's go to game number 13. No, 10 and 1 is 11. Game number 12.
Game number 12, the L.A. Rams beat the Seattle Seahawks 17-16. You bet on Seahawks and over, and it was Rams and under.
Wow, I can't believe Seattle let the Rams win. The Rams got their stuff together to play good against Seattle in Seattle, and that's a heartbreaker. All right, well, that's a loss for G-Money. So that's 10 wins and two losses. So let's go to game number 13.
Game number 13, the Denver Broncos beat the Minnesota Vikings 21-20. You bet on Broncos and over, and it was Broncos and slightly under.
Wow. My Denver Broncos came through. I was really hesitant about that game because Minnesota's been on a winning streak, and I couldn't believe, I didn't know whether to go with my favorite team, the Denver Broncos, or to go with the Minnesota Vikings because they were on a winning streak. But I'm glad I picked Denver for the win. So that makes it win number 11. 11. In week 11, 11 and 2, that's 13 games. Let's go to game number 14.
Game number 14 is tonight, and it is the Philadelphia Eagles playing the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City, and they're giving the Eagles 2.5 points. Total points is 45, and it looks like you're betting on the Eagles and over.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Eagles for that. But I got 11 wins in week 11. They can't tell me nothing. That's 3 weeks with 10 wins or more. I'm doing it, boy. That's what I'm talking about. G-Money is a football expert, and he's picking the wins, and he's knocking them down. Yeah. And that's good. That's 3 weeks in a row. I got 10 wins or more. Man, that's exciting. If I was in the sports book, I'd have made about $3,000, $4,000. Man, my teams are playing really good. My picks are outstanding. And tonight, I'm going to see if my team is going to win, if Philly's going to beat Kansas City. What's Kansas City's record right now? Are they 7-2, 7-3?
Kansas City Chiefs are 7-2.
7-2, and Philadelphia is 8-1, right? Or 8-2?
Philly is 8-1.
Yeah. Okay, so they got a better record than Kansas City, so they should win tonight's game. Where are they playing?
They're playing in Kansas City.
That should be a tight game then. I'm still betting on Philly to pull out their defense and shut Kansas City down, but you know, Kansas City got that running quarterback. He can do all kind of things. He can throw. He can run. He does well in analyzing the defense. Yeah, they're going to have a tough game to play. But Philly got a good quarterback, and he got a hell of a defense to back him up. So I'm thinking that Philadelphia is going to give Kansas City a run for their money. I'm taking Philly and the over for the win. It should be a shootout, Kansas City. All right. That's G-Money Sports Report. That's 12-2. And this would be game number 14. So I'm not 12-2. I'm 11-2. 13, 14.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
I'm 11-2.
Right.
11-2. That's right. I put it down in week 11. I won 11 games. Boy, they can't tell me nothing now. I'm going to be out of control with knowing all of the football games and the scores that are coming up at the second half of the season. So everybody listening to G-Money's radio show, you better start going and making the bets in the sports book so you can win some money off of G-Money's bets, because G-Money is not losing. I'm putting it down, boys. That's right. I'm G-Money, and I know what I'm doing. I'm a football fanatic, and I'm a genius at that. All right. Let's go to commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors, and she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table, and I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses, and she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots, and afterwards she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
My dick kinda limp, so I cruise around the block. Call my cousin Snoop as I swoop in the coop. Stop by my homie Blue House to puff on the loop. See my little homie Style, who I ain't seen in a while. Damn, they gon' floatin' on cloud 1-9. Liquor store, so I grab some mixed gin and juice. Got a 1/4 pound of bud, so I'm fucked up too. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Bell back in the crib, because I'm all in. Conversated, then I dug that hoe out. I fixed me some food and bone the hell out. 2 a.m. on the jizz out, I pause and I sizz out. I reminisce on that ass that I rizz out. Now I'm high as a kite, yeah, and I'm feeling alright. 4 a.m. as I stroll back to my crib, see what's with my woman and my newborn kid.
With my mind on my money on my mind. We do this every day about the same time.
Da-dee-da. Listen to the sounds from my nigga Doggy Dog. Sliding through the city in the rag 6-4. Hopping like a motherfucker trying to find a hoe. Hitting all the spots, but I'm coming up blank. I'm headed to the liquor store to get myself some drink. Parked my ride as I steps inside. As I put my 9 double limp to my side. As I continue with my mission. Pussy is my dish and ambition. Wishing upon a star to come up on some men pushing caviar. And a little bit of pussy if I can get my pimp on. Cause my pen gets my pimp on from G to Ozone.
I put my pen on cold Michigan nights. And the bitch didn't freeze up on me when I wanted her to write. I have pimped my pen in the hot California sun, and the bitch didn't drip, smear, or run as she turned to trick pages from loose leaf to zigzag. I have pimped my pen and she is number one in my stable, for I have yet not got a refill for her. I love her, that's why she keeps performing for me. I have pimped my pen and she is number one in my stable. Pleasure is the treasure that the girl sells all day. Pleasure is the reason that she brings daddy his pay. Dedicated to hoe, dedicated for show. Dripping willows on satin pillows. Love is being checked from a hoe. Dead president still giving their fuck on. I'm so happy because ain't nothing like a lollipop that gets sucked all day long. A tangy little candy drop. I love it when she brings me the pay. Dedicated like every day to the sunshine. Yeah, my hoe brings me mine. For life she said she'd do it, and I believed her when I accepted. Yeah, I got pimp bones in my body, and I rock them like Lottie Dottie. I rock them mighty hardy like Lottie Dottie. I got pimp bones in my body.
I don't gangbang, I play ball. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I went to Catholic school, and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school, and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track, and I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central LA, where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dub?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted, I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted, and I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central LA, but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm G-Money, the Pimp Thomas. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool. G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com, and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars, storytimewithgmoney.com.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Good Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and to start off Monday's show, I got some jokes for you. There was a little boy that sat down on the foot of his bed, and he kneeled down, and his brother was in the room with him. and he started praying. And he was whispering when he was praying. And his brother said, I can't hear what you're saying. And the little boy said, I'm not talking to you. Woo! And there was a little boy that sat down on the edge of his bed. And he got down on his knees. And he was praying. And he was hollering his prayers. And his brother said, you don't have to scream. God isn't deaf. And he said, but Grandma is. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. There were two boys that were really bad. And their mother did everything she could do to straighten them out. But they continued to be disruptive and have bad behavior. So their mother decided to put it in the priest's hands, in the neighborhood priest. And so she talked to the priest, and she told the priest that her kids are unruly, and there's nothing she can do about it. And she was thinking that maybe if he talked to the kids, that might straighten them up. And he said, all right, bring them to me. I'll talk to them one at a time. So the mother took the oldest son to the priest and took it to his office and sat him down in the chair and said, all right, father, you talk to my son. And she walked out the door. And so the priest started talking to the son. He said, do you know who God is? Do you know everything that God can do for you? Do you know what God is? Do you know what God can do for you? Do you know who God is? Do you know where God is? Do you know how to find God? And do you know where God is? And the little boy jumped up and ran out the room, and he went out the house, out the building, and ran down the street to his house. And he ran into the bedroom with his brother. And he said, you know, they say God is missing. And they think we got something to do with it. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. There was a snail that went into a car dealership. And the snail told the salesman that he wanted to buy a red Camaro, and he wanted the Camaro to have a big white stripe down the center of the car. And then on the doors, he wanted a giant S painted on the driver's side, and he wanted a giant S painted on the passenger side. And the dealer said, okay, it's going to take some time for us to order the car with the detailing like that, but I can get it for you. And the snail said, okay, just call me when it comes in so I can pick it up. And the salesman said, just out of curiosity, why do you want a big S painted on your driver's door? And why do you want a big S painted on the passenger door? And the snail said, well, when I'm driving my Camaro through the neighborhood and I'm driving it up and down the street, I want people to look at my car and say, look at that S car go. S car go. Woo! Woo! Why did a chicken cross the road? You don't know. Because he wanted to prove to the possum that it was possible. Woo! There was a boy that went into a pet store, and he asked the salesman if they sell sharks. And the salesman said, why do you want to buy a shark? And the little boy said, well, I want to put it in my fish tank to teach my cat a lesson. Oh, Boy, that's a good one. All right. Well, I think it's time for me to share a story with you. So, DJ, pull out one of my stories and let's share it for the listening audience. I wrote several stories that'll be educational and be entertaining and be inspirational. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back and relax and listen to the stories that I created for your entertainment pleasure. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Anyway, I want to tell you a story. I was working at a self-serve gas station in Torrance, California, and I was working in the booths where people would drive up to the pumps, and they would get out, and they would pump their own gas, and I had a computer on the inside of the booth that would tell me how much gas they pumped and how much they owed me for the gas they bought. Well, I had some kids, some 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old kids. I had like 4 or 5 of them that used to come up to the gas station and used to hang out with me. Well, one day I was sitting in the booth. Well, a Mexican man came up and asked for a pack of cigarettes. And so one of the kids said, I'll get it. So he ran in there, and he came back and gave the man the cigarettes, and the man kind of looked at the cigarettes kind of funny, and then he paid me, and he walked off. And I thought, wow, that was kind of funny, but you know, it's okay. He got his cigarette, so he's happy. And I was sitting there talking to the kids, and some other people showed up. And when all of the cars had left the gas pumps, he came back. And he said, no, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack. And he said, I want you to get my cigarettes. And I was like, you want me to go get the cigarettes? And he said, yeah, I want you to get the cigarettes. So I said, okay. I said, kids, you guys watch the booth. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes. And I walked into the office, and remember, the windows are all painted. So I'm in there, and I asked the man, okay, what kind of cigarettes you want? And he tells me a flavor. And I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes. And when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face. He got a big 18-inch knife that he was sticking in my face. And he's like, I want the money. And I'm like, man, there ain't no money in here. The money's outside in the booth. He's like, well, we're going to go outside to get the money. And he looked like he was Mexican, and he was a little tipsy. And being an athlete and a martial artist, I had taken some karate classes, so I thought I knew a little martial arts. So I didn't think that it would be any problem for me to take the knife from him. But I decided, nah, I'm not going to try him. I was looking at him, and I was sizing him up, and I was like, yeah, I could reach over and grab his wrist and backhand him with my left hand and kick him in the stomach or kick him in the nuts with my right foot and take the knife from him, and I could solve the robbery right there. And I said, I don't know. You know, I only got $25 in my drawer. And I was like, it ain't going to be worth me getting stabbed. So I said, okay. And I decided not to try the man. And I walked out. And I went to the booth. And I gave the man the money. It was no problem. And he ran off. And the kids looked. And they ran and got their father. And they got their big brothers. And everybody came back to my assistance. And when he was running down the alley, one of the trucks that was driven by either somebody's father or somebody's big brother almost ran him down. And the man looked at him, and he pulled his shirt back, and he had a gun in his waistband. Well, he pulled into my gas station, and he asked me if I was all right. And I said, yeah, it wasn't nothing. The dude had a knife. And the man said, well, if you didn't know, that man almost got hit when I came through the alley. I almost ran him down. And he pulled his jacket back, and he had a gun in his waistband. And I said, what? And he said, yep, he had a gun. So I just called the police, and the police called the owner, and they came down to the station. And the police asked me a bunch of questions and asked me if I was in fear of my life. And I said, no, I know a little martial arts. I wasn't scared. And the owner said, what? You didn't risk your life to save our money? And I'm like, hell no. It was only $25. All the other money is down in the safe. And the police said, well, if you weren't scared and you weren't in fear of your life, you weren't robbed, you just gave the money away. And then the managers and the owners heard that, and they said, what? You were probably in cahoots with the guy. And I said, no, I had never seen the man before a day in my life. I just thought better about trying to save your funky $25. So they said, well, since you didn't save our money, you're fired. And I said, I'm fired because I got robbed and I didn't put my life on the line for your little funky $25? I'm getting fired? Oh, man. So that's how that day ended. That was the worst day of my gas station work experience. So I want everybody to know, don't buy, go no gas. I got fired, and wow, that's the end of that story.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Will it be found in the depths of the wind? Take your place while we're here collect, roll, drizzle, full of cape for some paper to fold. Sort of a Jack episode, if you will. I was a doodle nigga from birth, and I'm that doodle nigga still. See that? See what the fuck a nigga mean? When I say, you can't envision me, cause I can't be seen. Like Casper the Ghost, I creeps the most, cause I'm just so motherfucking fly. Invisible through the eye. Some motherfuckers can duck and dodge and slide. But there's really no escape from the nigga from this side. Which side? West side. Lane in the cutter, gank your load. When we then don't give a fuck more. See if it's grip, we won't. It's grip, we get. So run, motherfuckers, for you's cold after the sunset. Bitch made niggas, best to keep it as at home. Cause that phone saw niggas on the late night roam. This is just so you know. Be a nigga's a hoe. Grip a ass, get gone. When it's stolen zone. Get zone. If you're tricking off your luck, you're dead as it's done. And don't you think we give a fuck, you're wrong. This is just so you know, me and niggas are home. Grip a ass, get strong. When it's on its own, it's home. If you're tricking off your luck, you're dead as it's done. And don't you think we give a fuck, you're wrong. It's a late night, creeper nigga gets a stroke. But they can knock that bitch to open the guts and bounce on my nuts. This is this night, with chronic and fat nuts. And them little red hoes I've drawn to expose cock. Now I'm spot, oceans of a jig. Well, you know this death row, so you cannot see a nigga that's finna get paid. Think I ain't cause I've been known to bank and surf up Glock. For my own move, too much higher and bigger things. Must be in it to win it cause I just dip nigga my fame. My nuts is where they wanna swing. And they ain't alone but now they wrong. Ain't no romance between us so get the fuck on. Nothing for his nose and ain't it for tricks. I got the love for nothing but my niggas and grip. So now you know. And I be lost into the moonlight for me I ain't done. And just so you know, being niggas a hoe. Grip a ass. It's gone. When it's stolen, it's on. It's on. If you're drinking off your luck, you're dead as it's done. And don't you think we give a fuck, you're wrong. Now sadly, we enter into the dwelling of a fool. Ain't no nigga breathing can fuck up my room. I'm that same nigga police done the stuff. But no one nigga never ever been caught. Cause I'm just sniggered up. I'm old to speak for those who see me. I rose discreetly. Does my load discreetly. Completely a true blue G to my name. CBO the shit. Death row. And the nigga best to eat now. That's how me and Nina does. We give the fuck who nigga was. If it's never do me wrong, nigga gone. Bitch, so let your get fit. It ain't shit. Kinda like that life in the corners. I ain't easy to hit the old as if shit. They don't wanna see.
Right.
Deep through the sight. Them freaks as me creeps in late night. Freeze up, freeze up. The jack is on for your gentle. If you're fond of your motherfucker, break your sick. Cause your foe is kinda sweet. I think I'ma have to transfer them dangers to my grandchildren.
That's right.
These little niggas up out of their shit like surgery. Cause a motherfucker got to get stacked on fat with urgency.
You know.
So next time, slain motherfuckers.
Your shit will be gone.
Fuck if you see me about the UK.
This is just so you know.
These niggas are home.
Grip a ass, gets gone.
When it's on its own.
It's on.
If you're drinking off your luck,
you're dead as it's done.
And don't you think we give a fuck, you're wrong.
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I begged to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike, Mike Tyson. Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. 'Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd. And I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody. I went to a Catholic elementary school, but I wanted to go to a public junior high school. So I asked my mother if I could go to a public school, and she said she would sign me up for Orville Wright Junior High School. And I had some interesting people in my class,
And then they added another guy to my class that came in late. And I said, what is your name? And he said, you heard of Tina Turner? You heard of Ike Turner? I'm the second son. I'm Craig. I'm Craig. I'm Craig. That's right. I'm Craig Turner. And I said, okay. And I told everybody in my group, oh, he's going to be a problem.
I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I already started our Monday night show with some interesting jokes. So I got a few more that I want to share with you right now, if time permits. And I think I got a little bit of time left to share these jokes with you. So they go like this. There was an 18-wheeler that was driving down the highway, and he passed a sidewalk cafe, and he decided he was going to pull into the parking lot and go into the cafe and get something to eat. So he parked his truck in the parking lot, and he got out the truck and walked into the cafe, and he sat down at the counter, and the waitress came over and asked if she could take his order, and he said, "Sure." He said, "I'll have a double cheeseburger with everything on it. I'll have a cup of coffee, and I'll have a piece of that apple pie." And the waitress said, "Okay, one cheeseburger with everything on it, one cup of coffee, and one piece of apple pie." And she turned around and gave the ticket to the chef to cook her his hamburger. So while the man was sitting at the counter waiting on his food to be cooked, 3 motorcycle bikers came into the cafe, and they sat at the counter next to the truck driver. And when the truck driver's food showed up, one biker ate his hamburger, and the other biker drank his coffee, and the third biker ate his apple pie. And the man didn't say a word. He just got up and walked over to the register, and he paid for his ticket, and he left a tip for the waitress, and he walked out of the cafe. And the bikers started laughing. They were like, he's a sorry-ass man. He didn't put up no confrontation about us eating any of his food. He didn't put up no fight about us eating his food. He didn't even talk crazy to us about eating his food. He's a sorry-ass man. In fact, I think he's a punk. He ain't a real man. And the waitress said, yeah, that's true. That's what you say about him. He didn't put up no argument, and he didn't put up no confrontation about you eating his food. He didn't even fuss about it. He just got up and walked out. But one thing you didn't say anything about what trucking company he works for, because he just got in his truck and he ran over all of the motorcycles in the parking lot, and he smashed all the motorcycles with his 18-wheeler as he rode off out the driveway. Who got the last laugh now? Ooh, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. There was a artist. He had painted several paintings, and he hung them up in an art gallery. And they were hanging on the wall in the art gallery. And the painter went in there one day, and he was walking around, and he saw the manager of the art gallery. And he asked the manager if anybody had asked about any of his paintings. And the manager said, well, let me think. And he said, yeah, there was a man that came in here and asked about the paintings. And the artist got excited. He said, well, did he want to know who I was? And he said, yeah, he wanted to know who the artist was that painted these paintings. And I told him, your name. And he said, oh, well, if that artist were to die, would his paintings be worth a lot of money? And the manager said, yes, of course. The value of the paintings would go up 3 times the value if the artist were to die. And the man turned around and bought like 7 of the paintings. And the artist was excited. He said, the man bought 7 of my paintings? Oh, that's excellent. That's fantastic. I'm glad to hear that. Do you know what the man's name was? And the manager said, no, I didn't get his name, but he did tell me he was your doctor. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. There was a little boy that knelt down on the side of his bed, and he was saying his prayers before he went to sleep. And his mother was sitting on the bed listening to him say his prayers. And he said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandfather. And he found out the next morning that his grandfather had died of a heart attack. So the next night, the little boy knelt down on his side of his bed, and his mother and father were in the room, and he said his prayers. He said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my granny. And he woke up in the morning and he found out his grandmother had died. And he went to sleep that next night and he was on his knees, and he was praying, and his father and his mother were in the room, and he said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep, and if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my daddy." And the next day, his daddy got up and went to work, and he was so nervous that everything he did, he made sure he gave the right of way to anybody that was in line before him when he went to get a snack in the morning, and when he went to the breakfast cafe to get his breakfast. He was very courteous to anybody that was in line and waiting for their breakfast to be fixed. And when he was driving down the street going to lunch, he was very cautious, and he stopped at the corner, and he gave everybody the right of way that was waiting for the light to change. And then when the light changed, he let everybody go ahead of him before he turned the corner. And then when he was coming home from work, he was very cautious about his driving, and he let everybody pass him on the highway, and they stopped at the stop sign, and he gave everybody the right of way, and he was very cautious. And when he walked in the door when he got home, he told his wife, he said, "Oh, thank God, I made it home with no problems." And the wife said, "Well, that's good to hear, sweetheart. But you know, it's a funny thing. The mailman died this morning from unknown causes." Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. There was a man that went into the house, and he caught his wife in bed with another man. And he said, "Hey, what the hell's going on in here?" And the wife said, "See, I told you my husband was stupid." There was another couple laying in the bed, and the wife got up to go to the bathroom. And she came out the bathroom, and she swung the bathroom door open. And she walked and stood in front of the bed, in front of the man that was in bed with her husband. And she threw open her gown and said, "Super pussy." And the husband said, "I'll have the soup." Woo! And there was a man that came in and caught his wife in bed with his best friend. And he got upset, and he walked out of the house, and he went to the bar, and he told the bartender, "Give me a stiff drink, because I'm upset." And the bartender said, "Really? You're upset? What's the problem?" And he fixed him a double shot of vodka, and he served it to the man. And he asked the man, "What was your problem? Why are you so upset?" He said, "I caught my wife in bed with my best friend." And he said, "Oh, that's kind of serious. So here, let me give you another double shot of something to drink, because you look like you're really pissed off." And the man was like, "Yeah, I'm really upset." So the bartender said, "Well, what did you do about your wife?" And he said, "I looked at my wife in the face, and I looked at her dead in the eyes, and I told her to get up and get dressed. Pack all of her shit and get out of my house. I didn't want to see her anymore in life." And the bartender said, "Well, that's one way to get rid of your wife. So can I give you another drink to relax?" And he said, "Yeah, I'll take another double shot of something strong." And the bartender fixed him another shot of vodka on the rocks. And the man was sipping the drink and everything, and he was feeling a little better. And then the bartender said, "Well, I understand what you did with your wife, but what did you do with your best friend?" He said, "I walked up to him, and I put my fingers in his face, and I looked at him dead in his eyes, and I said, bad dog. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Woo! Well, all right. Well, let's try a song. Let's try a different song. Let's try old school flow for the listening audience. Let's try. I'm G Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now. 6-5 all day. Woo! Play the rest of the song, DJ. I was just getting you a starter. Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They shot me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue flight, blue stepping crew. I'm G Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboy in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nerf. I'm G Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me savoir faire. Girls in my neighborhood, Prince braid my hair. I'm the money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm the money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow, old school flow, old school flow. I'm G Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G Money, the pimp come. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go tell somebody. Heard me?
Blue Stamp Official. Corrupt Young Gotti.
Getting hot.
We gotta get him. Keep it real hood. Beating him down, low.
Oh man, my bitch is tripping, my mind is gone. I don't make funny raps or love songs, I'm a menace.
My nigga,
that's right, and that's everything that baby girl likes. Feeling heavy, sedated, the game's equated, the lanes are hating. I'm glad that I made it another day. West Side Story where the story is told, in the land of the homies with the Danas and Vogues. Ready or not, here I am. Katrina is my bitch, I'm breaking levees and dams. I'm the man, motherfucker. I'm the man, motherfucker. Toucan Sam, motherfucker. Double nickel approach, trouble stick on the road. Never gave a fuck about a hoe, motherfucker. Gorilla, gorilla, motherfucker. At Coachella with Janae Iko, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Back at him again.
Getting hot.
Frank Sinatra on the beat. Keep it real hood. Beating him down low. Yeah, check it out. Yeah. I run laps round niggas low relays. I keep this motherfucker hood for the DJs. 8Ks in the trunk, yeah, set it off. Hot box in the whip, everybody call. Queen soft motherfucker, cheer the block go. Couple bitches get you trippin', cuz let them know. I'm about the motherfucking bread on that field lead. Here's a toast to the west, one shot to the head. Either the pistol or the glass refill. Kick back, hit that motherfucking chill. You don't even know the shooters when they surround the place. Remind me of third base, give them the gas face. Yeah, P.E. number one. Still a menace where these motherfucking niggas is from.
Where you from, nigga?
Yeah, stay calm and stay rough the spot, cause you know it's a bomb. Yeah.
The motherfucking niggas know what's up. I'm that gangster, gangster. Is that what they're still yelling? Hide in the motherfuckers know what's up. I'm that gangster, gangster. Get in hot in the motherfucking niggas know what's up. I'm that gangster, gangster. Is that what they're still yelling? Hide in the motherfuckers know what's up. I'm that gangster, gangster.
Oh, man. Smoking on some of that Bob doing the do, you hear me? Ain't nothing else to do but relax with the homies in a picnic.
Getting hot.
Frank Sinatra on the beat. My nigga Day One in the building. Yeah.
Better tell your soldier.
I'm down the boulevard, truck full of beat bang. Shotgun with the heat while my bitch sang. My mom in love with a G, damn right, got game, then the pussy is free. Paper cup in my lap, bitch, foot to the flow. Here we go, here we go, stop at the liquor store. Share real hood life on the daily. Good day, them straps on safety. One time on the prowl with the profile. Low key with the floss, low, that's how. Money ain't your thing, stay hood on the whole G. Niggas on the mic, bitch, hitting the flow. Yeah. Can it all be simple? I do it for the West neighborhood and kinfolk. I've been spoke that West all day with them gangsters sacking.
Getting hot in the motherfucking niggas know what's up. I'm that gangster, gangster. Is that what they're still yelling? Hot in the motherfuckers know what's up. I'm that gangster, gangster. Getting hot in the motherfucking niggas know what's up. I'm that gangster, gangster. Is that what they're still yelling? Hot in the motherfuckers know what's up. I'm that gangster, gangster.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
Love.
everybody around the world. G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Welcome to Couples Therapy. How are you guys doing?
Terrible.
Do you often disagree?
Always.
Never.
Would either of you care to elaborate?
I keep asking him to show me his Instagram DM.
Hell no, that's invasion of privacy.
What you got to hide, huh?
I ain't hiding a goddamn thing.
I know he's messaging women.
Baby, why would I do that when I love you?
Then who you messaging all day?
My family and friends, that's it.
You're not texting those hoes you
no,
follow?
No, baby.
You not doing sketchy shit?
Of course not, baby.
You got nothing to hide?
Nothing, baby.
Then show me your DM.
Hell nah, bitch.
Okay, let's all come down for a second. Monique. It's obvious you're somewhat suspicious of Tuan's actions.
Very highly, extremely suspicious.
And, Tuan, it's clear you're very protective of your personal life.
Hell yeah, I am.
Would it be so bad if you let her see some of your DMs so that she has some peace of mind?
If she needs to see my DMs in order to trust me, then that means she don't trust me to begin with.
Monique, do you trust him?
I trust him.
See that?
I don't trust his dick.
Oh.
What's wrong with my dick?
Nothing wrong with it. I just don't trust
my dick is the most trustworthy. I trust my dick with my life.
Boy, you talking crazy now.
If I was stranded in the middle of the road at 3 a.m. with no wallet, no way home, and I could only make one phone call, I would 100% call my dick. And he would pick me up.
Guys, this is getting weird.
All he has to do is show me his DMs and the problem is solved.
All right, how about this? I show you mine if you show me yours.
Hold up. What?
Interesting idea, Twan.
Bitch, there ain't nothing interesting about that idea.
What's up? Got something to hide?
Of course not, baby.
Oh, all of a sudden, I'm baby now.
Twan, don't start.
You on that phone just as often as me. Always on Instagram. Hey, what's up? Who you messaging?
Just my friend, baby.
No dudes?
No, baby.
Not doing any sketchy shit?
No, baby.
So you got nothing to hide?
Nothing, baby.
Show me your DMs.
Hell no, bitch.
Twan, can you see how it's frustrating that she won't show you?
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Baby, you don't trust me?
It's that pussy I don't trust.
Whoa, okay.
This pussy is way more trustworthy than your dick.
No way.
Yeah.
If I went to prison and only had one phone call, my dick would bail me
if
out.
If I told my pussy to keep a secret, she would die before she told anyone.
If there was a shooting, my dick would dive in front and take the bullet for me.
If I accidentally dropped my wallet on the street, my pussy would return it immediately.
Guys, please. Let's take a break from all the pussies and the dicks and get back to what matters here.
Know what, baby? If you say you're not doing anything sketchy, then I trust you. Let's not fight.
Yeah, I trust you too. This shit is silly. We're better than this.
See? Sometimes all we need is to allow ourselves to blow off some steam. This is beautiful.
Who the hell is Natasha?
Who the f*** is Tyrone?
I hate my job.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's Dub, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world. Well, it's Friday. It's the end of Monday's radio show, so we hope everybody enjoyed today's show. We put it together for your entertainment pleasure. So, I'm G Money, and I'm the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. But now it's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere, because I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So, without further ado, I want to recognize all of my friends, my fans, and my followers of my radio show. And I want to acknowledge their birthdays today, being the 18th, the 19th, the 20th, the 21st of November. Wow, November sure did fly by fast. All right. Well, I want to recognize everybody's birthday in the month of November, because we're getting ready to run into Sagittarius, which is my sign. And I want to really get on fire for the Sagittarians in the world today. So, without further ado, let's recognize the birthdays of the people that are born today, November 21st, 2023. Well, they weren't born today, but they were born on this date years ago.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, November 20th, 2023. Happy birthday to Felisa Caldwell. Happy birthday to D.W. Resha. Happy birthday to Randall Sharp. Happy birthday, Gina Lajander. Happy birthday, Day Russ. Happy birthday, Gerald Gaynor. Happy birthday, D. Anderson. Happy birthday to Wayne McDonald. Happy birthday, Latora Walls. Happy birthday, Tracy Regina Johnson. And last but not least, happy birthday to LaShawn R. Lawrence. That's it for the birthday. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday celebrating today, November 20th, 2023.
All right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on 2023. So, I know God is blessing everybody, because that's this time of year where we can celebrate the Christmas season, even though we're getting ready to have Thanksgiving. In 2 days, we'll have Thanksgiving. No, 3 days. It's Thursday. So it'll be Thanksgiving in 3 days, and we will have a good celebration for everybody. I hope they have a happy Thanksgiving, and I hope everybody has plenty to eat and plenty to share with their friends and their neighbors. And for all of the people that are coming up short for Thanksgiving, may we have places for people to go and eat and enjoy the meal for the celebration of Thanksgiving. So without further ado, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more. And happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And happy birthday and happy Thanksgiving for all that are celebrating Thanksgiving this Thursday. So without further ado, I want to say, let us pray for the people around the world that are involved in wars and bombings and thoughts of war. May we celebrate peace on earth. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Munch, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.